Hi, my name is Pam. Return your call from customer service. Can I have your zip code to pull your account?
Returning my call from customer service?
Yes, ma'am. You left your phone number for us to call you back this morning?
No.
You didn't call any customer service?
The call to call back for customer service? Oh, yeah, my husband did.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He's on the other line, though. Can you hold 1 second? Here.
Yes, ma'am.
He's ready.
Can I have your
Hello.
Zip code, sir?
02726. Is this a scam?
I'm not sure what you mean, sir.
Well, I received an email with regards to a La Crusette from Kohl's, and then I was asked to provide a shipping charge and of $5 and change, $5.74. That transaction was made, and that was on December 7th. And this phone number, 855-217-5522, was the callback number regarding the charge to my bank.
Okay. No, sir, we're not a scam. Can I have your zip code? I mean, can I have your first and last name?
It's Charles Cochran. C-O-C-H-R-A-N-E.
All right, sir, I do have an account matching your name. Can you verify your address for me?
Mm-hmm. 2220 Riverside Avenue, Somerset, Massachusetts.
Okay, bear with me 1 second while I see what's going on, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
I do apologize. My system's a little slow, so bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Still pulling the account up.
What's the name of the company? Is it New Leaf or something like that?
Well, that's probably the merchant name. We're a third-party call center that services different merchants. That's why I'm trying to see which one charged you so I can tell you.
I see.
But the system's just pulling up a little slow, so bear with me, okay?
Yes.
I am so sorry, sir. We've just been having system issues this morning. I do apologize.
That's okay, my friend. Where are you located?
We're out of California.
Okay. I'm on the East Coast, and it's cold.
Yes, sir. I imagine it is.
Mm-hmm.
I am so sorry. This system is just being difficult this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Few more minutes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I'd received a fraud call from my bank regarding this purchase, but I told them that I had, in fact, authorized it. But now it's been a week, and I decided I'd give you a call, see what's going on.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to take care of it for you as soon as I can get the system to pull the account up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to get the account pulled up, sir. Bear with me, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir. I do see you signed up for the Cuisinart contest to win a iron pot.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And it does tell you by signing up for that that you would also be enrolled in the online gadget store membership, which is a membership for the Factory Direct Savings Store, which is $67.32 a month till you cancel. But you entered a contest to win the Cuisinart pot. It's not that you won it. Your name's in a drawing, and if your name gets pulled, they send you an email on how to collect your item.
Yeah, I didn't want to sign up for anything. I didn't see anything that said that I was signing up for any kind of membership to anything.
All right, I'm getting it canceled. Would you like your cancellation number?
I certainly would, because I don't see that on the charge, or I didn't see it actually in the email that I was signing up for anything. But
yes,
I would love to have that canceled, please. Yes. And now, what about this charge for the $5.74 that's already been taken?
Well, sir, we've already charged you $67.32. The $5.74 is the contest entry. The $67.32 was for the membership. I can get you canceled and do a 35% refund of that.
$67.32.
It was charged on December 11th.
Does not show up on my account, on my bank account, $67.32. And what's the name of the organization that's charging that? What is it called?
Okay, the company is called Factory Direct Savings Store. I'm not sure what the merchant name would be. The merchant name could be something different. But I can do 50% of the money back and cancel your account.
I want 100% of it back.
I understand that, sir, but it was a valid charge because you signed up for it when you entered the contest for the Cuisinart.
Oh, so it really is a scam. All right. I'm going back on phone with the fraud detection people, and I'm going to deal with it that way.
Give me 1 second. Let me speak to my supervisor, see if there's anything else I can do.
Yeah, because that charge will not be honored at my bank. I'll tell you that, $67.32.
Sir, it was honored on the 11th of December, but I'm going to refund it in full.
12th of December, yeah, $67.32. I see it now. Another
okay,
scam.
It's not a scam, sir, but I will refund the $67.32. It should go back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Meanwhile, as I said, I'll be calling the fraud people because there was no mention of that
sir,
in the emails that I received.
Okay,
yeah.
It's not fraud, sir. I mean, there's no reason you're refunded. There's no other charges going to come out, and you're going to get fully refunded.
Okay. $67.32. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. No, that was quite the backdoor thing that happened there. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And what's my confirmation number?
C as in Charlie, 263.
Hold on a second. C as in Charlie, 263.
215.
215.
931.
931.
Yes, sir.
All right, my friend. Have
All
a
right,
blessed
thank
holiday.
You too, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. Bye-bye.